On today's episode, we discuss Google Slides, Flipgrid, Edge of Protocols in the Great American Race, Finding Your Happiness, Mastering a New Habit, 30 for 30, and your New Year's resolution.
Welcome to 6 Tips and Tricks from the TOSA, a bi-weekly podcast meant to give you ideas, techniques, and strategies for the intentional use of technology in the classroom. And now here's my dad, Mike Brella.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Happy New Year. As I record this, it is Tuesday, January 5th. I was a little late in getting this done. I apologize for that. But it's our second day back from the break. And I think, you know, the quote I have for this week, I love it. It says, gratitude connects us to others, and feeling gratitude allows us to be our best selves. We're truly grateful. We can count on living the life we want. I feel like focusing on gratitude is something that we can all stand to do a little more. I saw an FCS teacher in our building made mention of getting a gratitude journal this year for Christmas. That's something I started doing a couple months ago, just take note of what I'm grateful for. And it's definitely changed my outlook and made it a little bit better and more positive, and helped me to get through some of these tough times. So I feel like turning our eyes towards gratitude can be a helpful change for many of us. You know, one of the things that I'm grateful for is the attitudes of my own kids. And what's inspiring me this week, again, I turn to my children for this one. It's my older son, Michael, who by nature is a pretty anxious kid and does well with routine, but not so well with change. And long breaks are tough for Michael. And we were a little worried on what it would be like for him going back to school, even though he's virtual, he's still going back to school after this nice long holiday break. Because I don't know if you guys are like our family, this was one of the longest, slowest, and most relaxing Christmas breaks we've ever had. So it was awesome. But we were worried about how Michael would take this and what he would do. And Monday morning, I asked him and said, how are you feeling about going to school, bud? And he said, well, he goes, we've got to do it anyway, so I might as well tell myself I'm excited for it. Even if it's nerves I'm feeling, I'm just telling myself it's excitement. And I love that approach, right? So hopefully those of you who are nervous about restarting or about the future, you know, you can relabel those and be grateful for what we have and relabel your nerves as excitement like Michael did. So my first tip of the 2021 calendar years, no surprise, one of my favorite Google gurus and one of my favorite Google tools, and it's Alice Keeler, helping you to automatically create a table of contents on Google Slides. This is an unofficial add-on created by Alice Keeler. So you'll have to use the template she provides, and I have it in my show notes, the link to her site. Every time you want to do this, and it's going to get you'll get a warning message right away that says like, this is not trusted or whatever it might be. It says, click to continue, unsafe. I promise you, you can follow that one. It's just, Alice does not go through all the steps of getting things approved by Google because it takes so long to do, right? But you can use her template and then the add-on within her template to automatically create a table of contents in a Google slide deck that you've created. So how to do it? First, you're going to go ahead and you're going to create your own slide deck, whatever it might be. You'll open her template, which is a Google slide deck, and you're going to then import or copy and paste, up to you, file import or copy and paste your slides from your presentation into her deck. Then you're going to go ahead up and click on the add-ons menu, and you'll see table of contents. And then from there, you have two choices. You can either A, make a table of contents, which is awesome. It'll make a table of contents, a new slide, very first slide, which will be a table of contents, and you can go from one slide to the next. Or there's one that says boxes table of contents, which if you are old enough like me and you remember the rage of doing virtual museums in PowerPoint where you had to create a button that would hyperlink back to the home slide. Well, the boxes table of contents, or boxes TOC, will create buttons on each slide that you can use as hyperlinks. So, you know, that's how you use it, why you might want to use it. Again, I'm a huge proponent of using Google Slides more often than Google Docs. It's just the flexibility, being able to use videos and pictures, and, you know, students are visual by nature. So the more you can use them, the better it would be. Plus, some of your slide decks might get very long, and this allows you to make it easier to use for your students. You know, Google Docs has that great feature where you can automatically make a table of contents with any headings you have. Slides doesn't have it. So this allows you to use that functionality in Google Slides. So check out Alice Keeler's automatically created table of contents using Google Slides. Second tip of 2021 is another old standby, and it's Flipgrid. Flipgrid is, you know, I think by now, if you're not using Flipgrid, the question begs to be asked, why not? One of the most flexible tools you can have here, one of the all-stars of this hybrid learning. But Flipgrid does a lot of, uses user feedback quite a bit. And one of the feedback things that they kept receiving time and time again was more interactivity with Google Classroom, make it simpler to use with Google Classroom. So Flipgrid took your advice, and as of December 21st, you can import your Google Classroom roster right to Flipgrid. So what happens? You will choose Google Classroom roster when setting up group permissions for a discussion topic on Flipgrid. So you set up your discussion like normal. When it comes to permissions on who can take part, you'll use Google Classroom. You can choose a specific class or as many classes as you want. Then when students log in, they'll log in with Google, they'll access Flipgrid discussion, and then only those within your roster will have access. So it's the close within your Google Classroom right away. So it's phenomenal. And it makes things just makes Flipgrid just a little easier to use. So check out sending your Google Classroom rosters to Flipgrid. On to my third tip. I've been really getting into Edge of Protocols lately. I got the ebook, the Kindle version of the book last year, and I've been working my way through it. And I came across a template and a whole website for the Great American Race Edge of Protocol. And this is by Stephanie Howe from Pickerington, Ohio. If you've never connected with her on any social media, Twitter, or her podcast, so here you go, a free podcast recommendation, to Get Inspired and Innovate podcast. She's a co-host on that one. Phenomenal stuff. She helps a lot with Eric Kurtz and doing the Google updates for Ohio, the Spark Consortium. So check out Stephanie's website. And she has a whole section here. Well, she's got a whole bunch of stuff on her website. But on this one specifically, the link I give you is her Great American Race Edge of Protocol. And on what she provides you is a video explaining what she's giving you and how it will happen. Google Forms that you can copy and templates that you can use to create your own Edge of Protocol, your own Great American Race. So what happens in this Edge of Protocol? It's a two-part activity where students will first work alone to create a Google slide that will provide their classmates with some hints and information about a given topic or person. So I think about in my own, you know, social studies class, maybe we're talking about reformers, people who made change within society. So you'll give them, you'll assign a person, Milton Hershey. And what they'll do is, without giving the name, they've got to give some specific tips and information that might allow someone to figure out who they're talking about. So they could say, you know, chocolatier created a school for less unfortunate boys, town in Pennsylvania. Then what happens, the second part of the activity, then students work in groups to race to identify every person on the slides, and then you can give them some sort of a prize for winning. It's a great student-directed activity that is highly engaging and allows them to practice research and reading skills. So check out all of these great resources that Stephanie gives you with her Great American Race Edge of Protocol. You want to try something new? Create a habit. My fourth one is, it comes from actually an email that I get sent to me, which is then connected to a website and a blog by Gretchen Rubin and her Happiness Project. And it's a link to a post she wrote on December 29th, entitled, "Want to Master an Important Habit in 2021? Here's an important clue about how to be successful." Right? She goes on to talk about, like, if many of you are in the fads of using resolutions, New Year's resolutions, lists, 21 things to do in 2021, your one word, whatever it might be, that if you want to achieve your goals this year, start by changing one important habit. Right? And that's a pretty worthy goal if you think about it, just one thing. You know, and she mentions that we repeat about 40% of our daily behavior. Like every day, 40% of what we do is just habit. It's repetitive by nature. If we change our habits, she says, we change our lives. So this article, this post gives you some tips and information on how you can increase your chances of changing your habits so that you can be more likely to reach your goals or live up to your one word or check off all those things on your list this year or realize your resolutions. So check out Mastering a New Habit with Gretchen Rubin. So I know I gave you one podcast tip earlier with Get Inspired and Innovate, and I'll talk about that one later on in another episode, but I'm going to actually give you two more freebies today. I got my podcast recommendation, my specific episode today, through the 12 Days of Podcasting that came out in the Podcast PD feed. If you're not a Podcast PD subscriber, you should be if you're a podcast listener. But they recommended and they put out into the feed a 30 for 30 ESPN episode about Wednesday, March 11, 2020. And it's the podcast version of ESPN's 30 for 30 about the day that the NBA shut down for coronavirus. And if you're a history person or a sports person, especially, you'll love this. There's something about that piano and Tom Rinaldi's voice. If you're an ESPN fan, you know what I'm saying. That just kind of automatically makes you think. It's a phenomenal look into really the details of what happened when the NBA shut down and how the world changed really in one night. So check out the 30 for 30, Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. And finally, my last recommendation today is my video recommendation. And this came from a couple of years ago. I got turned on to this YouTuber from one of my students who told me, you know, you've got to watch this guy. He does great spoken word poetry. He's got great messages. And his name's Prince EA. And this is one from a couple of years ago. It's his New Year's resolution. And it's a great video from, I'll read the description on YouTube right now. It's, you know, at the end of the year, everyone always reflects and sets new goals for the year ahead. After a few months, the majority of those people forget their New Year resolutions and fall into old patterns. Are you one of them? There are also those who never even try to rise above or try to aim for anything. Are you one of them? In this video, I, Prince EA, shares his thoughts on New Year's resolutions. And he goes on, he talks about chickens, he talks about eagles, he talks about Icarus, he talks about setting goals and realizing your goals and living up to them. So check out Prince EA's New Year's resolution on YouTube or the link in my show notes. As always, thanks again for listening. I really appreciate anybody for taking the time. Hopefully you got some value out of this one. If you have any questions, comments, anything you'd like to add, feel free to reach out. You can reach me at Twitter, at Mr_Brilla. It's at Mr_Brilla. Email, Vox, or wherever makes sense for you. I hope you enjoy these tips. I hope you enjoy these tricks and give them a shot. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the episode. And until next time, remember, don't be afraid. Try something new.